The following contains footage from M-rated games and scenes of intense violence. Viewer discretion advised.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much of that game, it was
nuts. If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games.
Ludicrous kill.
All right, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 108. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And the website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. You can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. We're coming close to the end of the year show now, and which I think is good news because I think as a kid, as growing up as a gamer, that's like a special time of year, whether or not you celebrate Christmas or whatever, because, you know, you've got so many releases towards the end of the year. New hardware usually comes out at the end of the year. Plus you usually get some games or something.
Because there's so many sales so that they bump up what's coming out, and it's a nice time of year to be a gamer.
It really is. It's fantastic. And plus we get to do the Game of the Year show, which we like doing. I like doing it at least an awful lot.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace and something new.
Better than tracking down a bunch of different news and stuff and trying to talk about some different games that may or may not be any good, because that does get a little dry sometimes. Like this week, we could not find anything that we really wanted to talk about as far as like news and games go. There's just not a lot of good stuff happening right now, and the only thing I can equate this to is remember that line in Fight Club where they said it seems like after Fight Club everything gets the volume turned down?
Right.
It's like after the release of a major console, everything else kind of gets the volume turned down, and that's how I kind of feel now that we're like after the release of the Xbox 360.
Right.
You know, we had that huge hype buildup, and now nothing really compares to it. I mean, even though, the box isn't that great, there was so many problems with it. There was just this and that and the other thing. It was still hype.
Right.
And it had the hype machine rolling for it. It had, you know, excitement levels going. I don't care if the only game they had for it was Pong. It was new hardware,
mm-hmm.
You know? And I think this is great because it gets me all kinds of excited, because even though I'm like, oh, great, I get to get more games, it's just neat. Wow, we got something new now. Let's see what kind of new and neat and, you know, inventive thing they come up with to get us to play these games and everything. And, you know, some of us, regardless, we're going to play them anyway. We're going to wind up buying them anyway just because that's what we do.
Some of us?
So, yeah. So, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the Xbox and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, there's no games I would really play on this thing right now. But that doesn't mean it was a complete failure, you know, at least yet anyway. And it also doesn't mean that they haven't already given us some great stuff. Because I really believe in Xbox Live. I think it's a great idea.
Oh yeah, you know, we were slamming the 360 for like basically two shows now. And I'm not saying I don't think it's going to be a perfectly fine system that won't have a lot of positives and whatnot. It's just it kind of came out sluggish.
Yeah, definitely not the kind of release I think that everybody wants. You know, that every company wants for their console. They want like fireworks and shit to go off. You know, they want people climbing over each other, waiting in line and stuff, and that kind of thing did not happen with the Xbox 360, particularly in Japan. Now, here in the U.S., at least, we did have rather long lines, we did have a ton of pre-orders not get filled, you know, we did have all this stuff that did, you know, that basically says this was a successful launch,
mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of the problems and whatnot, we still sold out, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm looking at reports and stuff about the release in Japan, and it's just like, yeah, there was, you know, three people in line at whatever place. There was more people in line for a limited edition release of some action figures that same day than there was for the Xbox 360.
Well, Microsoft in general just does not have the oomph in Japan as it does here.
For certain. And whether or not that has a lot to do with they're not a Japanese-based company or simply the games.
I think it's both, actually. I mean, we all know that the Japanese kind of have a thing against American culture. And the Xbox
right,
is definitely
it real.
Right. The Xbox is definitely an American.
I wish we had Wolf here to say that though. Keep it real.
And the games are the same way. They kind of cater
right.
Pretty specifically to
right.
American audience.
I can understand that, you know, and I mean, look at the games out for it. Sports games and first-person shooters, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're looking at. We've got one platformer, which is the game that I think looks cool, and Oblivion, which is coming out whenever. But their big, or at least what I would consider the big Japanese release game, because they like a lot of fighting games on top of their role-playing games, too, would be Dead or Alive 4, mm-hmm. which never came out. You know, we were still waiting for that, or 5 or 27 or whichever the hell one it is. I think that would have been the big release for them. Like, that would be the killer app for the release of the Japanese Xbox 360.
Yeah, but now I am not a huge fighter fan. I mean, I enjoy them from time to time, but Dead or Alive has always seemed to be kind of not that special anyway.
Second-rate fighting game, right? Because
they're too into the graphics and the jigglies, and that's like their focus. And,
yeah, not the fighting itself.
Right.
Which is what I think is that game's seriously biggest failing. I don't really like the Soul Calibur engine that much either, you know, which is why I don't tend to go out and buy those kind of games and play Soul Calibur all that much.
I enjoy Soul Calibur. I actually have a lot of fun with that game. But maybe it's just in Dead or Alive, I'm too busy looking at the jigglies.
Probably.
You know, because, I mean, it is nice to watch.
It is. They did a very, very good job, you know. But, like, I would still play, like, a Guilty Gear or a Street Fighter over something like Soul Calibur or Dead or Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just, like, the whole 3D fighting thing I don't feel has been perfected yet. Even there was a Street Fighter EX, that whole series where it was 3D, I didn't really care for that very much. Wolf and I used to play that crap every now and again. We'd try. And we would wind up at the end of the day playing, you know, something like Capcom versus SNK or Street Fighter Alpha 3 at the end of the day, all the time, for hours on end.
Yeah, I actually hope that they come to realize, the developers in general come to realize that not everything should be or needs to be 3D. I mean, look at, I brought it up in the past, Contra, the Shattered Soldier.
Right. That's a perfect example, a fantastic game that's not 3D.
Mm-hmm.
It plays 2D.
It still looks good, and Beautiful Joe.
Hold on, it's fun. Wait, the important part here.
Right, yeah. I mean, we can have good, solid 2D games that still look good, and we just don't need everything to be 3D.
Right, absolutely. And I don't know, fighting games are really tough to do. And, you know, if their rumors are true, there's a new Street Fighter in development. Which gets my panties all wet because I love Street Fighter. Now, I would love to see it, but I would be afraid that it would come out just like the rest of the Street Fighters they've released lately, you know, where it's just not up to par with Street Fighter 2. Or it's just another compilation, you know, where it's just like, this universe meets that universe, fight! You know? I'm not down with that. I mean, that's fun and all, and there's definitely a place for it, but I would love to see a new Street Fighter and a new Killer Instinct. You know, I would pay good money for that.
I'm not so sure Killer Instinct's ever gonna happen.
Hey, don't say that. Come on.
Rare got bought.
Yeah, so they put out Perfect Dark and Conquer. Okay, so they're still working with the same intellectual property that they have, right? All they had. Oh shit, they won't do Killer Instinct. That was Nintendo, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that actually Rare? No, that was Rare.
It was Rare.
I know they put it out, but was it Nintendo's thing? It wasn't. It was Rare's thing.
Yeah, I think so.
It was Rare's thing.
It was in like arcades and stuff.
Right, yeah. That was Rare's
thing.
But so
was Donkey Kong.
No, but, okay, remember the Xbox 360 demo for Conker? They showed Killer Instinct in there. He was in the back of the magazine that Conker was reading. So that was a Rare thing, not a Nintendo thing. Yeah.
Right.
So that's okay. So there's still that I got to keep the faith, man. There's got to be a new Killer Instinct game coming out. But back on the Xbox 360, I know some listeners are enjoying this very much because they whine and bitch that we're talking about the Xbox 360, but, you know, this is what's happening in gaming right now, you know, is the Xbox. So I don't know if anybody knows this or not. There wasn't two packages for the Xbox 360 in Japan. Like, we had here the Core and the Premium.
Right.
They only had, like...
Just the Premium?
Right. And it's, like, hella cheaper, too. It's, like, they really wanted to get that into people's homes.
Right.
And it came with Final Fantasy XI, the beta,
mm-hmm.
for free. Like, you can play for free during the beta phase, anyway, which is awesome because that is a huge game.
Have we seen any screenshots of that? Does it look any better?
I haven't seen shit on that, no. I haven't seen a damn thing.
I think I heard that they were upping the resolution but just leaving the
everything else
still alone.
Right, well, that would still be nice to play, though, because that is a fantastic game.
So basically you're going to have the PC graphics on the console.
Oh, okay, nice.
Because
nice.
The PS2 couldn't handle the resolution that the computer was running in.
Right. So, but I mean, that, I think, there's a lot of Final Fantasy XI Japanese gamers out there, you know? But most of them are already well entrenched with their PS2, you know, from their friends at Sony, and, mm-hmm. you know, and some of them, I'm sure, on PC. So there goes their killer app for the Xbox 360 right there, out the door. You know, back to, I guess, Dead or Alive 4 would be like, or whatever the hell one it's supposed to be, 4 or 5. I'm really not sure. I just kind of lost count, you know, of which one is coming out next. But
well, and that's the point. For the Japanese, the Xbox, at least, never really had a whole lot going for it that the Japanese gamers really play. I mean, look at the stuff that we get from Japan. It is way different than American games.
Right.
I mean, we're looking at, like, all those Nippon Ichi games and those sort of things. I mean, that stuff would never fly coming out straight in America.
No, you're right. You're right.
If it was an American company trying to make a game like that, it would never fly because we're two separate cultures, two separate...
We like a lot of different things, so you just have to kind of appeal to both or just one. And I don't know, if I was Microsoft, you know, maybe it would be time to throw in the towel, really. On the Japanese market, they just burn money there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would even care if I was Bill Gates.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he doesn't care about losing the money either. You know, yeah. I mean, at least it gets its, you know, spread around the world and all. But I mean, at some point, you know, I would just say, you know what?
I would probably make it available, but I'm not sure I would spend a whole lot of money on advertising trying to make
right.
it fly.
Yeah, because it's just, I mean, there comes a point where, you know what, this product isn't going to work. So cut your losses. Pump that money into advertising in the U.S. and see what happens, though. Yeah. You know, that many dollars plus to our advertising and marketing and whatever the hell else and features.
Because compared to PlayStation 2, the Xbox did crap.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Here, in America, even.
Yeah.
So they should really be working on America where they have a chance.
Right, exactly, where they stand a chance. And, I mean, they did bring us some good things. Like, I want to say, you know, Xbox Live, I think, is a fantastic thing. It works very well, and I guess
for certain genres,
right? And now they've even got like a whole profile thing. It tracks what games you play. I mean, it'll show you what you're doing online too. Like if I'm or on your Xbox, like I don't even have to be like doing anything but like looking at pictures, right? And let's say, you know, I look up what Kobar's doing. You know, I want to say, oh, I want to see if he's playing a game, and I'll find your gamer tag on their thing or whatever the hell they call it now, and it'll say, you know, Kobar. Viewing pictures on a, you know, on his digital camera or whatever.
I'm not so sure I like
That's a really freaky privacy thing, but you know what? Unhook your Xbox if, you know, hey.
Right.
You should be able to turn that off, though.
I like the idea of being able to say, oh, C4's playing a...
A game.
Yeah. And it'd be nice to be able to see what game you're playing, but aside from that, like, being able to see that you're watching video on your Xbox, I don't like that idea.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, even so, there's a lot of people where their whole life revolves around console gaming. Mm-hmm. And they sit down in front of that Xbox, and that's like, holy crap, I'm connected to the world. You know, like, this is not a big thing for us PC gamers. This is what you do all the time.
Right.
But, you know, you get a console gamer, and it's relatively new, really. And let alone not as well integrated into the system like it is on your PC, of course. And so all of a sudden, you know, like you know, you got somebody that sits at home and plays Madden all day. Maybe, you know, hey, they're just checking out pictures, but they're using their Xbox, so at least they're still on, so that if a buddy of theirs hops on and wants to play a game of Madden with them, they can just shoot them a message and be like, yo, bro, let's go.
So say C4 is on.
Yeah, I know, right.
But C4's watching, looking at pictures.
And C4 is watching pornography.
Yeah.
Would you like to interrupt him? Yeah, so it's almost time for the money shot. Give it a minute. But the other great, you know, I really, really like the voice chat and everything. That's way cool.
You know, I'm not so sure I do.
You don't have to use it. I don't most of the time.
And can you turn it off?
You not only have a mute button, but you
for just the voice?
For just voice, not the whole game, yeah. For, like, your headset. You don't even have to plug the headset in. You can even set it to, I don't use the headset.
Right.
Like, you have that option. Another cool thing about that Xbox is you can set your profile, right? So, like, you turn your Xbox 360 on, and you say, I prefer in first-person shooters and flying games, down to be up and up to be down, right? So that you go out and you buy Halo 3 or Crimson Skies 2 or whatever.
And if it has the ability to change that, it will automatically.
It automatically knows what you want it set to. And I'm a huge believer in setting your own controls. I cannot stress that enough.
Like, back to the headset thing real quick. You're playing a game of Madden, and all that headset is doing is giving that 12-year-old the chance to go, oh yeah, I'm whooping your ass!
But it's not always like that, though. I mean, you know, it does happen, but you know what? You quit playing with that idiot, and you go find somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, because most of the time, I don't have that happen. I mean, most of the time, the only time I really used it was fighting games, like Capcom versus SNK, and I would get on there, and I would talk to the people very little. you're so into the, like, okay, a sports game might be a little bit different, you know, because you're, there's a little bit of lax time in there, you know, there's, you're picking your plays, you already know some of them, you're either waiting for him to pick a play, you can kind of chit-chat back and forth, and that's a long affair. And a fighting game, it might last 10 seconds, right? And it's, you know, you're really focused because you do not want to get hit, or, you know, and you've got some combo you're trying to pull off and you're trying to counter and all this stuff. So you're focusing. You're not talking a whole lot, really. Mm. You're really not. So, I mean, that's you know, different games are going to be different.
That's my point. Aside from games that don't even really go on the console, like, say, the MMOs or something with strategy that you have a team that you have to communicate, right. The whole chatting with each other just doesn't really matter. I mean, what are you going to do? Good game? If you're playing an FPS, even if you could talk and didn't have to take time to type, what are you going to say to the people?
Okay, that depends on the game, though. If you're playing Unreal Tournament and it's every man for himself deathmatch, what are you going to say? Right. I owned you, noob. But look at games like Rainbow Six.
Right.
Strategy team-based games.
It's a team-based thing where then yes, a lot of communication with your team members is a good thing.
Yeah.
When it's like a fighting game or a one-on-one a sports game or any of that kind of stuff, it's kind of useless.
I would like to see, like, a mouse and keyboard add-on for this thing that actually works. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can just plug a USB keyboard and mouse into it for some reason. I don't think it works very well.
Which is dumb.
Which is really retarded. Yeah, it's got freaking USB ports on it. Some in the front, some in the back, I guess.
You give the ability to attach a keyboard and mouse to your console, and you've negated the goodness of a PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now look what you can have. You can have RTSs on your console.
Right, exactly, which is where I was going with that.
You can have regular FPSs on your console.
Yeah, or you know, some people prefer the controller. Fine, knock yourself out. Give me a keyboard and a mouse, and I will whoop your ass. Okay.
You're trying to sit there.
Come on, Mr. Postman, let's go. You know, seriously, but yeah, where I was going was real-time strategy. That would open up whole genres of games for this thing.
That require the keyboard and mouse because it has all the buttons.
Because that shit
would
suck ass with the controller.
Oh,
okay.
An RTS?
Right.
Oh.
But how awesome would it be? Let's just take, for example, let's just say Warcraft 3, okay? And let's just say that you could use a mouse and keyboard on your Xbox 360. And almost nobody I know plays Warcraft 3 on Battle.net on their PC using voice chat.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, I've never heard of that. I'm sure it happens. It's just not very prevalent. You know, it just doesn't happen that often, I guess. Now, if you're on Xbox 360 and you're on Xbox Live and you're playing a real-time strategy game and
it's already hooked up, and
everybody has it, dude, you could talk to your teammates. You know, how cool is that? Hey, let's go kill the yellow guy. Okay, I'll bring the fighter dudes, you bring the priest healer special guys, and then you bring the mages. You know, I mean, and you could talk about, and that would add a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fantastic. And, you know, instead of relying on this third-party crap like TeamSpeak or Ventrilo on your PC.
And why don't more PC games have built-in voice?
Right, like Dungeons and Dragons Online.
Right.
That's public knowledge that this game is supposed to have that, by the way. That is out there and free and open and everywhere. That's public knowledge that game is supposed to have that. So, you know, that's awesome. Why didn't we have that in Final Fantasy? Why didn't we have that in EverQuest?
Because
it's
huge in the MMO market now because you're doing a raid. And it's nice to be able to talk to all your guild members.
It takes 2 hours to get this shit together anyway when you guys are talking. Some of you poor bastards have to type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, build this into your game. That would be sweet. That would be really, really nice.
And as far as MMOs are concerned, we're already paying for premium servers.
Right.
We're already paying for premium connections and all this other stuff. That's why we pay. Exactly. Let us use your server that we're paying for our voice.
Exactly. That would be really, really nice. So, on top of us, as cool as I think Xbox Live is, Microsoft has a big, big issue with their controllers. Because, you know, the Xbox got slammed over its original US controller.
Oh, it was a piece of crap.
Right. There is some people, and I don't know where these mutant people came from, but they do, there is a group of people that like the original controller.
Ravana likes the original controller, although he got used to the S and now can't go back.
Okay, right.
But he likes the feel of the big one. It's just configured wrong.
He's a
for
big
him
dude,
now.
Though.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like Hooks.
How many people are that big?
Right. Yeah. That's,
he's
not very many.
The outlier. I mean.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I think Hooks likes the original controller too.
Does he?
Yeah. I thought the controller S was the most perfect controller I'd ever touched in my life, and I thought it was great. Just maybe a little on the heavy side, and the black and white buttons were no good. But I'll tell you what, the Xbox 360 controller. Yeah, this is the now new closest thing I have found to a perfect controller. I mean, I wound up buying one for my PC, a wired one with a USB connection. It does have the little breakaway thing just like it did before, so I'm not going to rip my USB hub halfway across the house. I mean, this thing is fantastic. It fits perfectly. They did a hell of a good job, and they released the exact same one in Japan this time. We didn't have two different controllers. Mm-hmm. So this is the Xbox 360 control, and I think this thing is sweet. Now, that doesn't mean it's perfect, you know, but damn it, they're the closest yet to perfect. And now I can't wait for those little converters to come out, you know, USB, Xbox 360, two PS2, mm-hmm. you know, and two Xbox. I'm going to be buying those so I can use this new great controller on things other than just my PC. Because right. this controller is phenomenal, and like really, if you didn't care much for the Xbox controllers at all, or you just like, you know, a good control, check this thing out. It's pretty amazing, and it's not like super heavy anymore. Even the wireless one, which actually doesn't work on the PC, I guess, but even the wireless one with those two batteries in it isn't super heavy, or the battery pack. It's just not that heavy. It's like, and they're the same shape and everything else. Mm-hmm. The thing is amazing. I mean, it's one hell of a controller. So I was supposed to go on to email and wound up talking about the Xbox 360 quite a bit, but the email this week was actually from people that we know talking about their sites and stuff.
They're trying to whore us out.
That's right, and that's
fine.
And we're
going to bend over and take it.
But, well, there's for good reason, though, because they're good people, and they help us out and, you know, scratch your back and all this good stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I know. But but plus, I like the idea of promoting stuff, you know. Yeah. It's just like, hey, this guy does a show for free. And then, well, actually, the site, you know, is just actually really cool. I need to point this out. But I'm sure some of you guys have seen him on IRC. Grilled Monkey Fat is the name he goes by on IRC. His email was, "Hey, C4 Cobar and the rest of the Game Radio crew, ever since C4 suggested I post a thread on the forum to promote my radio show, Video Masters Radio, I've found myself listening to as many shows as I can get my hands on. I have to say, great stuff. There's just no other way I can describe it. Words escape me, gentlemen, for it is 2 a.m. This might be how my show was if I had the old gang together from when we did Video Masters TV back in the mid-90s. Unfortunately, I am flying solo this time around, but I don't seem to mind. It's also cool to see someone else using the music remixes from the Overclocked Remix site other than myself. If you're ever interested, I have done a few remixes myself to Zelda and Super Mario Bros. 3 and so forth. I may just post them on the site if you want to go grab. Be warned, sirs, I'm slowly preparing for the January 2006 show, and I'm thinking of interview material, and you guys come to mind. Don't say I didn't think I gave you enough warning. Kick-ass show on site. VMR is always updating, and we're putting the older episodes on the site. Drop by and grab a show or two. Even if you don't, I will still continue to listen to Game Radio. Keep up the good work." Yeah, his site, it's jakdin.com/videomastersradio, all lowercase. And it's really cool. I mean, it's just talking about video games and stuff, and he's got a lot of like movie-type stuff, and it's like...
But it's done in a CD format?
No, you can download the MP3s, but the idea being that... Because originally it was on CD. So, you know, he when he put the show out originally, it was on CD. I mean, this was like old school, you know, before we had all this crazy podcasting bullshit, and even before we had this MP3 crap that we passed around a lot. You know, I mean, this was old school. And back in the mid-90s, he did a TV thing. That, you know, that's way cool.
Right.
So, and then Memnon, who's, God, this guy's been listening to the show for as long as I can remember almost at this point. I mean, it's been a long damn time, but now he... In fact, he's mentioned this to me before, and I never got around to checking it out too much, but this site kicks ass if you are any kind of serious about playing games online. I'm like first-person shooter style. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are any kind of first-person shooter gamer, it's csports.net. This, I mean, it's game rankings.
Right, it's basically a third-party game ranking.
Right, yeah. Site. I mean, it will tell you right there, bam, how many people online are playing, you know, Half-Life 2. How many people right now are playing Counter-Strike Source? How many people are playing Counter-Strike whatever? How many are playing whatever, whatever, whatever? I mean, you name your game, bam. Right? There's like ladders and stuff, a whole ranking system. It shows the top players. It shows like even the top maps, what maps get played the most, you mm-hmm. know? It's funny, too. I wanted to check, and I totally forgot. I wanted to see if Dust was the top map up there, you know? I mean, it's just got everything. That whole clan thing, everything is there. Top clans even is up on there. It's pretty awesome. And I think you owe it to yourself if you play a lot of games like that online to definitely check that out.
Yeah.
There's even like reviews and stuff up there, you know, of other games and whatnot. If you just wanted to hear, you know, what somebody thought about, of course, you know, you see reviews all over the place. But, you know, from a site that you might find yourself hanging out at an awful lot to get your, you know, fix for exactly what's going on in the online community, check that site out at csports.net. And we saw something today that was absolutely horrid.
Oh, God. I feel like less of a human being having watched this. I kid you not.
This makes me sad to be alive. It was ugly. It was really ugly. And of course, we're talking about the Spike TV Video Game Awards.
It's total trash. Okay, we watched this. This was what, an hour and a half?
An hour and a half without. Well, it was 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a 2 hour long with commercials and everything. And I kid you not, there was maybe three categories that were worth a damn.
Right.
All.
Out of all, yeah.
All the rest of them were best acting in a game, best song in a game, best movie game. And so all the nominees were all like Fantastic Four and King Kong what was that other one?
Vin Diesel was in there for his game. 50 Cent was there. There was music stuff.
Right.
There was another movie-based one.
There was a third
James
movie
Bond.
One. Well, James Bond came out twice.
007. But that game was shit, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And it's just like these are what they're picking out.
And so all the games that kept getting mentioned over and over again were like movie games.
Yeah. Which we all know are the fattest games out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well,
so, of course, they had to take... Oh, God, it was retarded. It was like the video game industry kissing up to Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
It really was terrible to watch this. I'm trying to think of what the... You're right, there was something else.
There was a third one. There was a Fantastic Four, King Kong, and...
something else that was shit.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Some movie-based game.
Yeah, but it's still...
Oh, Aeon Flux was...
Oh, yeah, that was all over the place. Yeah. Right. Okay, and guess what? They were there. They had a whole thing with Jack Black from King Kong. They had Charlize, whatever the fuck her name is, from Aeon Flux. It was just... Connery wasn't there, though. Sean Connery wasn't there. He had the dignity to stay home that day.
And so did most of the major developers. Like, the people who actually got all the awards and stuff were, like, actors.
They sent their coffee boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here to accept this award on behalf of somebody who matters.
I'm the gopher. You know?
I'm here to pick up this piece of shit paperweight for somebody who matters.
I mean, God.
It was embarrassing. It was really sad.
There was not a damn person there or a damn bit of anything that mattered to the actual video gaming community.
No, yeah. I cannot believe we sat and watched the whole thing, but we were just sitting there eating at the time, so we just kind of needed to kick back anyway.
Well, and it was a good thing we saw the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
They actually... made a nod to a decent game for the game of the year. That was not a bad choice.
Actually, both of us were pleasantly surprised at what they chose for game of the year.
I could have swore it was going to be WoW.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would say, shut the fuck up, it is the greatest game in the world.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's not.
It's not, yeah. Sorry. No. Simply put, go back to the drawing board. But it was on the list. You know, it was their nominee.
Oh, it has to be nominated.
You know, right. No, and you know what?
It's by sheer number of people who play
exactly.
It needs to be
it was
nominated.
A fantastic game. But what it was up against, it better have lost, you know, based on what I think would have been the best game. But then they had crap on there like Call of Duty 2. And I can't figure that out to save my life.
Which I actually heard was good, but I guess you heard...
I'm hearing complete shit coming out of that game. Complete shit. They're like shutting down the servers in an act of protest.
That's bad.
Yeah, like on one day, goddamn, I'll have to find the article. Something
are we talking like just the Xbox version or both of them?
No. Like all the guys that run... No. It's probably like the PC version. Because I guess I imagine the Xbox version runs on Xbox Live servers. Mm-hmm. But the
Xbox Live's not going to shut anything down.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess everybody else that runs servers, like for the PC version,
right.
They're all there's something about. I just barely read some little clip of an article somewhere, and I'm going to get back to this, and I never did, and then I lost my link to it. But it was something about like on December 16th, they were going to shut down all the servers just in an act of protest. So there's going to be like five servers on the list, the official ones from whoever the hell put that crap out.
These are people that like the idea and think it has a lot of potential, but want. The developer to fix all the
bugs and all this crap and everything that's wrong with it, and yeah. And they won't do it. They're being quiet about it, you know, they're just not having that. And so they're just like, all right, screw you then, you know, we're gonna shut our servers down and, you know, we'll just see if anybody notices and, you know, see if you guys care. If not, hey, maybe we'll just all go away. See what happens to your
go
game
play
then.
Something else.
Yeah. Because a game like that isn't gonna make it very far without a bunch of servers.
Oh yeah.
That game is going to go nowhere fast. So, unfortunately, it was a fairly decent seller for the Xbox 360 from what I saw, so.
Well, it was one of the only real solid launch titles as far as what people wanted to play.
Right. First-person shooters. There was no Halo. They had to get their fix with that and Perfect Dark. And I would have went for Perfect Dark, I'm sorry. Most definitely.
Well, yeah, but...
Which I'm hearing not is not all that great anyway. So,
yeah, I've heard that too.
I would still like to try it, though. It's still, it looked like hella fun, but I'm hearing not so great things about it. But still, you know, I'll have to just wait to see and get my hands on it somehow and check that out. But this Spike TV thing was crap, and it makes me feel a little bit better that we're going to get to go around and try our hand at this whole best of the year crap. And I'm sure we're going to fail just as miserably, but maybe not quite as bad.
It was like MTV got food poisoning and Hershey squirted something into the TV.
I really thought it was an MTV show.
Oh my god, it was terrible.
I didn't know that Spike TV was a channel.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah, remember we went over this. Yeah, I didn't realize it was a channel. So I actually thought it was like some kind of a show. But I mean, the only saving grace of it was actually kind of funny to watch Samuel L. Jackson. He had some pretty good jokes.
Oh, he belonged there.
You know, yeah.
No, Samuel L. Jackson can do any genre he wants.
He could be anywhere he wants.
Geek,
right?
or
badass.
Pop culture,
right,
it doesn't matter where he is.
Right.
He belongs.
Yeah, he did a good job. He even had some pretty funny jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty good. But unfortunately, he didn't, you know, save the wreckage that was the Video Game Awards from Spike TV.
The worst part is G4's not all that much better. You watch a video game show on G4, and it's all MTV'd out, too.
I'll tell you what. When I moved here, just however long ago that was, 6 weeks or something, 7 weeks maybe, I haven't had TV in my house since, like, 96.
Oh, and you get G4 now.
Right. Well, there was this point in my life where I had TV that I wasn't paying for. Like, it wasn't like it. Like, the guy that, like, the place I was renting or I was at had cable.
Right.
And since I was there, now that was, okay, from 96, this was like now 2000 and...
Your apartment came with paid cable.
Right. This was 2002, I think this was going on. Right, 2002. Okay.
It was
I had TV there.
TV.
And yeah, it was Tech TV back then, right? And so that was like 6 years or some shit that I hadn't watched TV. And now I've got the ability to watch TV. So I'm like, okay, yeah, great. Everybody tells me how awesome Tech TV is and blah, blah, blah. So I plug in the cable. I finally say, all right, fuck it. Plug in the cable. And I actually watched Tech TV for about 2 weeks. And I could not take it after that. And I never turned the TV back on after that, right? Mm-hmm. So I move here. 2006 now. Okay? Again, this place has cable. Okay? And what the hell? The TV is on. All these other channels suck. I've tried. I've flipped through them. And I wind up on G4 now. Right. That was how many weeks ago? I've been here, what, 7 weeks maybe?
Something like that.
Okay. First 2 weeks. Cut it off again. Haven't turned the TV on since. I cannot stand it. I don't know why. It's crap.
Well, yeah, you watch...
I turn right back to crap like, you know, Pure Onage. Because it is 10 times the show of anything that is on television.
It's bad.
So, TV is gnarly. And then we go out and see this kind of stuff, something that claims to be some kind of authority with all their music and explosions and hoopla. And they couldn't even get real people from the industry there.
There was nobody.
God, it was disgusting. We had,
I mean, where was Carmack? Where was...
They didn't put any of his stuff up either, right? Anything from any of his engines? I didn't see Quake 4 up there for anything.
Or Doom 3? Or...
Yeah, well, Doom 3 was last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah, because it was... Wasn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was last year.
I don't know.
Well, I can't even remember now.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is why we are going to be doing the Game of the Year show after we do lots and lots and lots of back research on exactly what came out this year, because it's great. Anyway, last week we did mention that there was a post on our forums to help vote for the categories that we should have. And what we settled on was your basic categories. And next year I think we're going to try something different instead of like best action game. We might want to, and I was thinking about and talking about it with a few people, and they wanted to see that also, but we couldn't do it this time because we'd have, like, way too many categories.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to do, like, best graphics, best musical score, best sound effects, blah, 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 right? As opposed to best racing game, best first-person shooter, best MMORPG, etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
Two totally different ways of doing it. We weren't quite sure what to do. We wound up settling on a certain way. So if you go to our forums now, the whole category thread is gone now, okay? Because the categories were decided upon, and now we have the list, and you get to put your nominees up there. And what we're going to do is you can pick, like, three of your whatever. So let's say you pick Game of the Year, okay, and you want to put down World of Warcraft is number one, you know, EverQuest 2 is number 2, and say Final Fantasy 11 is number 3, or whatever the hell it is, what we're going to do is we're going to attach a point score to these, so that based on the number of points they get, based on how many people ranked them wherever, that's how it's going to work in the system, and once we end up doing the show, we'll compile all those numbers and figure out who actually got what. Okay, we're not going to post ours up there because ours are going to be a little different.
Ours are going to be separate.
Yeah.
Because we're better than you.
That's, that's right. We're going to say, everybody else said World of Warcraft, we picked Game X. So that's how that's going to work. But it's actually working out pretty good. We've already got quite a few responses. There's quite a few on the forum already, too. A lot more than I actually thought. There's up to like 4 or 5 on the forum now. Plus, we've already got like 5 or 6 emails. This hasn't even been up 24 hours yet.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Now we're telling you, those who don't go to the forum,
right.
So please go.
Please go real quick. The registration thing takes just a minute. I had to change that because we get a ton of spam for...
That was terrible.
Oh, I know. For... Well, everything you get normal spam for, but now it's on the damn forum, so we had to fix that. But, you know, we broke it down fairly easy. You don't have to vote for every category you don't want to either. You know, right. And, like, if you do not have a best movie pick, fuck it. Don't put one in there then. You know, just if there was stuff that, you know, if there was a game that you just, you could not live without this game, and that's all you cared about, fine. Just say best game of the year. Bam, this game. You know, or maybe there was, like, a racing game that you thought was so far, so much superior to every other racing game. Well, here, we can actually go down the list. We picked the best movie category. Gotta have that, you know, because our whole and more entertainment part. Yeah.
Right.
And I actually thought about music, but that would just be a clusterfuck.
Oh, yeah.
That would
no,
just be no good. Yeah.
There's no doing that.
Yeah. There was a worst movie category, because you gotta have that. I mean, that's the best, especially in our line of entertainment here. Because it's going to be a video game movie, more than likely. Yeah. That or it's going to be The Fog. There was a best actor, actress performance, too. And I thought that was actually a very worthy category to add to it. Just, you know, I mean, maybe the movie wasn't great, but the person did a fantastic fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when I think of that, I think of, Christ, what's his name? The guy who plays in Fight Club. Why does his name just escape me? Not Brad Pitt.
Oh, hell, damn you. I could have told you if you didn't ask.
Yeah, I know. And, like, if I hadn't thought about it 10 minutes ahead of time, he's my favorite. Anyway, his thing, his performance in, like, the score was just, I thought, fantastic, you know? But the movie wasn't super great. So that would be a great category to add that kind of thing in there for. Edward Norton.
There you go.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Woo! All right. He's
like one of my favorite actors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's the fucking man, is seriously what it is. But, we have the Hooks category. Hooks put this one up, and I had to put it on there because...
something about pot?
No, it's... this was... remember they had the Cyber Vixen one on
right.
on fucking Spike TV? We have the hottest half-naked video game chick. Which is actually a pretty cool category because, like it or not...
There's plenty of them.
99.9% of our listeners are dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they're probably straight. So, this gets a category, okay? Like it or not, I'm sorry. All right. Now, best mod. I like this category. This feels like almost the only real category that we have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's the best racing game and the best puzzle game and and then the best game. The best game feels real. The best movie feels real. The hot half-naked video game chicks I wish would feel real. The best mod, that feels real too. Okay.
Yeah, you got people who are doing it simply for the love, and they're working their ass off for, like, nothing but to make a quality product.
Make you happy. Yeah, just for the shit of it. It's great. There was a best homebrew also, and that differs in that mod changes the game. Homebrew would be like a homebrew application.
Right.
What did some guy just hack together to make whatever work? You know what I mean? I like to say, you know what, one of the baddest ass things to come out this year had to have been the PSP downgrader hack.
I was just about to say, that has to win. I mean, we're saying that already, because that's...
Yeah, that was a really good one. That was pretty hot shit right there. And you know what?
Without that, there would be no homebrew on the PSP?
No, there would be. There just wouldn't be as much. Because the homebrew market for the PSP was people that already had 1.5. You know, there was a huge group of people that got the 1.5.
There's games that are upgrading it, though.
Yeah, I know. And they're being really careful on that. There's warnings posted on all the news sites. Don't install, don't try to play this game, blah, blah, blah. We'll upgrade, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, they're on top of it. The problem is that would have eventually locked out people from homebrew, which is why it's such a fat thing. And the worst part is I had something else in my head that I thought, oh, I do have something better than that.
Oh, yeah?
I do have a pick for better than that.
We're going to leave that
yes,
one out there.
I'm not going to say, because I do think that there is one thing that I think shines. And That's definitely my number two, though. I already went over these categories in my head. But there was something I feel that gets more use. Okay.
Okay.
Right, because that's a one-time shot, you know?
Right.
So, but what it does is amazing, which is why it's solidly locked into number two. Anyway, there was... this is a great category, too. There was a best game you're still waiting for. The Vaporware category. Shit that's never going to happen. This may as well be called... The Duke Nukem Forever category.
Slash Ghost.
Damn you! No! I listened to episode 73 last night, just to refresh my memory on what we did last year for the show, right? And it was you, me, and Rybo. And we got to the part, and I forgot all about this. Where I had the game that I thought nobody would guess I was picking for Vaporware, and Rybo goes, Ghost? And I thought, I'm bringing that back this year. Because I'm still waiting. God damn it, you blew this one ahead of time. No! But I do have...
I didn't think anyone wasn't going to guess.
I know. I really thought everybody forgot. It's been a year. I thought everybody might have forgot. It's Ghost.
And you're all about the female sneaking around.
Yeah, yeah. The
hot chick.
That's true. I guess I must be really transparent. I don't try to hide it. There was another game, though, but we know it does have a release date now. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to still put that in the category, though, when we do the actual show, because it's the best game I'm still waiting for. There was a best game you didn't play category. Wait, what were you going to say about the last category?
Oh, I was just going to say, and does it have to be something we've been waiting for years, or just something that we're just waiting for?
Something you're waiting for. Something that you want, really, really, really bad.
It could be something that seems not like, all that, that yeah. behind on
yeah.
schedule. Or
yeah, anything. Maybe even just a few months, but you're still like, God damn it, I got to have this now, and it seems like it's taking forever, because I mean, God, they tell you about these games years in advance sometimes, and it,
right.
why tell me and torture me like this, assholes, you know? But we had a best game you didn't play category. This was also a sleeper hit category, like something that, you know, like basically something you know is fat and didn't play, or something that you didn't know was fat and should have played, right?
Or something that did play but no one else
This
did.
Is the World of Warcraft category for me. Like, I'm telling you, it's fat, but it's not. It's not fun. It is not fun to me. I try to play, and I'd rather cut myself than play this game. But I didn't play it for, you know, 60 hours or whatever. Whatever it is, arbitrary time amount that people are saying, you must have played WoW this amount of hours to be able to say that you played WoW. Which I think a load of crap, but I play that card too when people complain about games I like, so it's all good. Best game you acquired and never played. Well, so this you actually had in your possession.
Neither of us have any of those.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a mountain of games over here
that
I need to pick up and play. But that's a fun category for people. So hopefully you're sitting here listening to this episode, thinking up right now. You know, you're in your car on your way to work or sitting in class, and you're thinking up games right now that you need to put on your list. Because what you're going to do today, I'm telling you, kind listener, is that you're going home and you're going to go to hwhq.com/forum and you're going to go click on the game radio related button on the bottom, and then you're going to click on the phase 2 tab.
Is that sticky?
Yes, it's an announcement one, so it's on the top. And then you are going to go ahead and you're going to put in your votes and everything so that we can have a... I really want this to go nice and smooth, unlike years past. I just want it to work out really well.
It wasn't that bad last year.
No, but the categories were just fucking everywhere. Yeah,
because we didn't have a category.
Right, we had everybody making up their own categories. Yeah. Let's see, there was a best game you... best hardware. Now, this was computer-related, whether it's a PC itself or some kind of peripheral. Like, if you got yourself a Dell PowerEdge server to play WoW on, and you love it that much, you can, you know, hey, right, more power to you. Whether that or it's your $150 e-machine from Best Buy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe, you got a headset. It just rocks your world, you know, because you play WoW all day or whatever it is that you play all day, and you love your headset. You finally found the perfect one.
That one's going to be a little tough to compile.
Not me. I've got more picks than I know what to do with.
No, I mean when we get them all from everybody.
I don't really think it'll be that bad. I don't think it'll be that bad. Yeah, I don't think so. I think most people are skipping that category anyway because they all use the same mouse and keyboard. I, however, finally found, like, the perfect things. And as everybody knows, I have big problems when it comes to interfacing with my games. If it doesn't feel natural how I would want it to feel, I have an issue with it, which is why I can't stand games, you know, like, where they don't let me change the controls. The entire time I play this game, I will hit the wrong button, thinking, that button should be attack. Why is it block? you know, or this button should be shoot. Why is it crouch down? You know, and the entire time I play a game, that's what happens. Until you find, you know, maybe it's a controller that's your problem. You don't like on the PS2 controller where the analog stick is. Maybe you don't like that, right? I can't stand that. The Xbox controller has it in, you know,
the
better spot.
Place.
Right, the proper place, exactly. You listening, Sony? Okay, so whatever. That's kind of a cool category because I think I've got some picks that maybe not won't surprise people, but people will say, wow, I've always wanted something like that. This one might be one to check out, you know? Bam. So I think that's going to be an interesting category at least. So I'm going to keep my picks hush-hush, although everybody I'm sure can guess what two of them will be.
I think I got it.
Yeah. One of them I'm in possession in. The other two I don't have, but I really want. And they're expensive. $50 a pop, I think. One's 85. One's 50-something, I think. They're expensive. And then there was a best hardware for consoles. Now, that could also be a video card, by the way, for the PC. Whatever the hell it is that you want. If you think ATI just, you know, what's the line? Blows your nuts off. Okay, then fine. You get the new X1800 card as the shit. Put that down. We had a best hardware category for console and peripheral. And if I see Xbox 360 on that list, you are fired.
Your whole list is thrown out.
Yeah, right. We'll get a video camera and we will burn it and we will put it on the site.
There's not a whole lot of accessories though for a console. You got like what the net card for the PS2? Maybe
yeah,
a hard drive.
There isn't. So and most people either haven't put anything down or they're putting something like Xbox 360 because you know it's the next gen or you know I'm seeing PS2. You know, hey, PS2, it's the best console out there now. That's rough to say because it didn't come out this year. But it's still, like, in the running. There's some categories where there's still, like, it's still a player. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you cannot sit there and tell me, I'm going to vote for The Legend of Zelda for RPG of the Year. Okay, that game's 15 years old, okay? You
well,
can't
it's
say
20
something
years old
like
now.
That. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't quite work. But in something like this where it's still a player, you're going to have to use, you know, you can still use something like a GameCube or whatever because there wasn't, right, major hardware releases or anything other than that. But don't forget, like, there was the DS and the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a console or console peripheral. There was a most overused gimmick. The only thing that comes to mind when I think of this is bullet time.
Well, yeah, but that's always... Oh, I know what I'm putting down.
Okay, you got one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I saw on the forum, actually, the first post on there happened to be Hades. He put down first-person shooters. Not quite a gimmick. but no, I dig that, though. I dig that, though. Because you know what? I could definitely see MMORPG falling into that same category.
Yeah.
Since everybody decided to just do it because it was a cash cow.
How about World War II?
Yeah. Oh, that, holy
that's
shit.
That's not mine, but that's...
Damn, that's a good... That's my number two one now. Nice choice. So definitely this could be a very interesting category.
Yeah.
Again, we're going to get answers that are all over the place, but that's going to be the fun part of it. Seeing what people are absolutely sick and fucking tired of, you know? We are going to have a best free or commercial independent game. That actually was Kizzle. Yeah, that didn't sound like Kizzle, does it, right?
No.
That's the Kizzle category.
So it didn't, as long as it's independent.
Right. Best compilation. This is where we're looking at. And this can be anything. You know, I mean, you're looking at even, like... Last year, I think I had Morrowind on there, I think. Because remember, you had the pack. You had the Morrowind compilation pack where it was like two expansions of Morrowind.
Right.
And then there's like the Street Fighter Anniversary one, which I believe was last year, wasn't it? Wasn't that last year?
Yeah.
I can't remember either.
Yeah.
But it was still fat. Now we get back to our little bit more generic categories. We had like the best action game.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Best racing.
Well, there was an action and adventure category. I'm having an issue with those because there was an argument in favor of a survival horror category. But there's not one. Because that's going to fall into action or adventure.
Well, yeah, because there's really only one runner.
Right. Look at Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Resident Evil 4. That would fall more into probably, I guess, I don't know, based on the screenshots, it looks more action than like adventure type, I guess. You know?
Well, yeah, but if there's a survival horror, what else comes up against Resident Evil 4?
Silent Hill.
Clock Tower's like 3 years old now. That's...
Well, if there was a new one, but I'm just kind of laying down ideas.
But
I mean,
nothing, what I'm saying is nothing would ever really give it a...
Good run for its money.
Yeah.
It may as well be the Resident Evil category.
Yeah.
Right. You know, then there was a best first-person shooter category.
Okay.
Okay, the obligatory category for PC gaming. You gotta have this category there. And it's funny because my initial rendition of this list lacked that fucking category somehow. I could not believe I did that. I did not put that on there, but then that could get pretty...
That's why Hades put that as the gimmick.
That's gonna be a pretty interesting one, I think, because I know I'm hedging my bets on Fear. That game blew my nuts off, right? Okay, but I know a lot of people are big fans of Quake. Mm-hmm. You know, then there's also, there's...
Well, I think Quake went over like a big lead weight for a lot of people.
A lot of people, yeah, so I'm hoping that doesn't go down.
Not even for the same reasons that
I had a problem with, right, exactly.
A lot of the people who have been huge Quake fans, yeah. it just did not.
Yeah, and I see how too, because
it's not really Quake.
It's more like generic first-person shooter.
Yeah.
It seems like.
With some Doom 3 thrown in for good measure.
Yeah. I don't know too much.
I even stuck the two when I was at Best Buy the other day.
Right. I don't know what to do about that category, but it's going to be pretty interesting to see what people pull up, though. We had a best fighting game category, which I'm drawing a blank on a whole lot of fighting games coming out this year.
Soul Calibur?
This is the Namco category right here. Soul Calibur 3. Soul Calibur 3 and Soul Calibur 3.
No, there's a couple. There's one Mortal Kombat or two?
There may have been one Mortal Kombat. There may have also been another Guilty Gear. Like the one for the PSP came out. That was actually pretty cool. However, I'm not too pleased with the controller. The D-pad on the PSP is better than the D-pad on DualShock 2.
Which is not saying much.
Which is right. Which is basically saying that pile of shit smells less than this pile of shit. You know. And I remember seeing somewhere, and I want to say somebody on IRC posted it. This is probably Rybo, and he's going to chew me out for not remembering. But there was like a Capcom was releasing some new fighting game or some shit. I definitely want to look into that. And then we have the best platform game.
Mm-hmm.
This I don't know.
There hasn't been a whole lot of platforms that have been all
Sly
that.
Sly 3, there was a whole new Jack, another Ratchet and Clank, another Prince of Persia. There was a lot.
Was a racer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, yeah. But there was there was plenty of things to pick from, I'm sure, though.
Okay.
What about...
Maybe I just haven't played a lot of them this year.
Yeah. We should have had like a best painting game or something for Kirby.
Painting game? Oh. No, that's a platformer, all right.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Okay. What would Castlevania be? Action?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a fun category now.
It has some platforming
aspects to it.
It has some RPG aspects to it, but I guess I'd put it pretty solidly in action.
In action? I think I would too, right? So now what are we gonna do? This is why I think this would be cool. You're gonna get people out there, huge Castlevania camp versus the Resident Evil camp. And they only got one category to fight over.
Right.
That's why I think that would work out a little bit better, you know. We had the best racing game.
See, that's a tough one.
No, that one's easy for me.
No.
Oh, I'm your category. Yeah.
Because, I mean, in my opinion, how in the hell do you compare Gran Turismo 4 with Burnout?
Easy. Watch this. Do you like Gran Turismo 4?
No.
Do you like Burnout?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best racing game. See? I just did it.
But they're almost completely different genres. Like, almost entirely.
Almost, but they're still...
Aside
you're in a
from
car.
The fact that you're in a car and you have to get across the finish line some of the time in Burnout.
Right.
Some of the time the goal is to not get across the finish line. So, I mean, it's tough to call them the same genre.
It is, but... I don't know. I think it will be pretty clear cut, though. So
I mean, it would be better, in my opinion, for like at least to say like there's a
arcade and a simulation one.
At least like a simulation clause, like to say. I don't know.
You had it worked out earlier when you were telling me like 2-3 hours ago.
Well, no, that's too many categories to have a sim racing and a.
All right. Well, if you want, if you actually love racing games, and let's say you've played Need for Speed and fucking Gran Turismo and whatever the hell else I'm missing, on one hand, and, on the other hand, you've been playing Mario Kart and Burnout and crap like that, hell, break it up into two categories for me, if that's what you want to do. I'll give them the same point totals, but they'll all go into the racing category, though, because, you know, some people are going to vote for only Burnouts type, you know, arcade type, and some are going to vote for only simulation type.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, Burnout Revenge is not my game of the year this year. Okay, Burnout 3 was definitely worthy.
I think Burnout Revenge is a lot better than C4 gave it credit for, by the way.
It's a good game.
I sat down and played with it for a little while, and there's some aspects of it that are quite nice.
Yeah, it's a good game. I didn't say I didn't like it. It's a good game.
There's something quite visceral and fun about knocking a big old truck into your opponent and making them crash. Wham! It's like you're playing street pool.
Street pool. And, you know, I've been trying to find time to just sit down and play the shit out of that game. Like, because I know I will. Mm-hmm. I know once I finally just get started on it and I just say, fuck it all with everything else, I know that's going to happen because it's a great game. It is a lot of fun. I just don't think I like it as much as Burnout 3. It just didn't wow me as much, I guess.
And there's also, the way they do it, there's more drive to do well your first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like you get more points or something?
Well, there's only so many points you can get for a thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And so once...
Right, that's right, huh. So, like, even if you do
it... If you get 3 stars in it, you have to do really good to get those 2 more.
Yeah.
But if you do it, like, right the first time, and so it kind of feels like it drives you a little more to do as well as you can.
Yeah, because you come in second place and you get 4 out of 5 stars or whatever it is, you're just like, oh, crap.
Now you got to do it over again just for 1 star.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Now, it's also not going to be my best racing game.
No?
I know what it is. Best puzzle game. There's been only one puzzle game I spent 10 seconds with this year, I believe. So it's kind of winning by default, which may be cheating a little. But whatever. It was pretty cool.
I got mine.
Okay. Yeah, this was always a very strange category, you know, because this isn't something that I sit and play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is like I want to call up somebody's mom and be like, all right, hey, when you picked up your son's, you know, Game Boy this year, what did you play? Just to see what she says. You know, Tetris or some, you know, right, yeah. That's the kind of shit we're looking for here. But there is, these puzzle games are goddamn addicting. You know, I mean, I don't mean to slight them at all. They're fantastic games. So I just kind of make jokes because I don't take them quite as serious as they should. Maybe if they give you, like, experience points or something. Like, instead of just saying score, if it just said experience points.
Maybe there's a little bar instead of the...
Yeah, right? And like Tetris, instead of just dropping blocks, maybe you, like inventory management look on, like, think about, like a game like Diablo. And
or,
the
yeah,
blocks were shaped like your shield and the sword would drop and, well, you know, you got boots and they're L-shaped. And you can rotate those around. Maybe I would take puzzle games a little more serious.
The square could be the shield.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, you could have a spear for just a long, skinny one. And I'm telling you, there's something to this. You could have a cup for, like, the T-shaped one.
Right.
the two big categories. The two huge categories, I think, for listeners of this show, at least. Best RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big category because it's a big category because that's primarily what I probably played.
Yeah, it's a big category for you and I at least.
Yeah, well, I think most of the people that listen to the show though are really big on RPGs.
Right, because we're biased towards
them. Exactly. So we've attracted those people that are just as biased and we will take over the planet. And then there's the best MMORPG category. You know.
That's another one that you have to allow for things that did not come out this year.
Exactly.
And are still in the running.
Exactly. Thank you for mentioning that because...
There's very few that came out this year.
Right. And on top of that, they're still very valid games. People are paying to play this. There's games that I'm picking up to play. Bam.
No Ultima Online, please.
You know what? Yeah.
Or EverQuest 1.
Keep those out, yeah. Meridian 9 or whatever the hell. What was that first one? What was that called?
Camelot.
Dark Age of Camelot. Believe it or not, they put out just a recent expansion for that.
Well, they just put out a recent expansion for EQ1, too.
So it's still valid.
Is it? Okay.
There's still plenty of people to play that goddamn game. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would work. But I'm torn on my best MMORPG of the year. I am fucking broken.
Zafan, you still can't pick Ultima Online.
You're banned. I don't care if you were a GM. That's going to be a fucked up category because I have 2 picks for best MMORPG, period. Mm. 2 that are killing me. Maybe 3. I can think of 3. Do they have to be... Well, yeah, fuck. Okay. No,
they have to be out.
Right. I'm thinking of maybe... No, my problem is 2. I'm thinking of 2, not 3. So that's going to be a fun category. Anyway, best... Okay, I don't know why I even put this on the list. EA game. I mean, best sports game. That's best sports game. The obligatory Madden 06. and of course, in case you're not surprised, yes, that won Best Sports Game over at the Spike TV Video Game Awards. I know. Gasping in shock. No way. Best strategy game. Now, this could be turn-based or real-time strategy game. Okay. I mean, I didn't play as many as I'd like to have this year. There was an expansion for Winter Assault. Last year, I think we gave it to Dawn of War, which is a fantastic game. They put out an expansion for that, which was nice. But now we're going up, like, Civ came out, mm-hmm. and fucking Age of Empires 3 came out, too. And I don't know if the Warhammer 40K crowd could stand up to those two juggernauts.
Which I didn't like either of them.
Yeah, I could give a shit about either of those myself, really. Everybody else seems to care. But, I mean, Age of Empires 3, it seems like it has the gameplay.
Yeah, it seems like it could be really cool.
And it's got, like, the side quests and shit. Like, you're walking around and you're, like, doing other random shit on the map.
Fuck muskets and Indians.
That's the problem. I don't want that. You know? I don't care for that. This whole American Revolution crap or whatever the hell, you know, no good. And then what's probably going to be the most fun category. Worst game of the year. That can get pretty creative. And unfortunately, I wanted to have categories like PC game that was ported to consoles that should have stayed on the PC, and then vice versa, right? Console ported to PC that should have stayed on a console, which, hands down, I would have given to Gun. Should have stayed on the goddamn consoles, you know? And Narnia, much better console game than PC game, but still sucks ass.
It's still getting like...
Of course it is. It's backed by Disney. Cha-ching! Of course. The game sucks. If you don't believe me, download the demo for yourself. Go to File Planner right now and tell me that you can spend more than a half an hour playing that game without wanting to cut your...
baby kittens?
You know, yeah. I mean, it's bad. It is just bad. And then, of course, the best game of the year, you know, which would fall into any category or any, I mean, platform, console, right. Whatever you want. So that was, you know, that's going to be the list that we have. That should be pretty well cover everything. You know, we didn't have, like, I remember last year we had, like, a best PlayStation 2 game and, like, a best Xbox game or whatever. Maybe
most of them are the same anyway.
So I know. So
there's only a handful of games that are even different from console to console. Except for the GameCube, which gets, like, no third-party love.
Yeah, it's going to be Mario this, Peach that, Yoshi this, something I'd rather wins that category. Yeah, I don't know. But I think it would be really, way cool if there's some games that you feel strongly about. Go ahead and put a little story up there, too, you know? Put down, you know, bam, Resident Evil, my pick for Game of the Year, fucking, you know, GameCube Edition or PS2 Edition, whatever the hell it is, if you want. I don't even really care. You know, and then put down, you know, a little story. That's the best part about doing this show, I think, though. I mean, because really, our arbitrary bullshit of what we think was great, what everybody total thinks is great, is just doesn't mean shit. What means shit is what was fun mm-hmm. and the experiences that you had when you were playing it. And this is what gaming is all about. And that's why I have a lot of fun doing this, because it's like, man, you get to hear people tell stories about how they practically wet themselves while they were playing a game that they were just so into, you know, and the MMORPG player that's decided to finally break down and just pee in bottles because he didn't want to get up from the seat because he was that into it, you know?
The Shasta 3 liters.
The guy who drops out of college to live in a cyber cafe for 6 months, make money selling gold in World of Warcraft. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, those kind of experiences are just the shit. When you have a story for a game, that you can kind of tell, you know, it was like from the heart. When it was something that like seemed more real than it was, that's when you know you found a good game. And that's mm-hmm. that's that feeling that I'm always trying to chase, you know, and I think all of us are when we're playing a game, is you're just trying to have such a good time that when you stop, reality is kind of a shock, you know. Ooh, this place sucks. You know, and the kind of game that you can lose yourself in later in the day. That's my favorite part. When I'm at work and just I click off. And I'm thinking, shit, I gotta go get that sword today. Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll have time to raid the castle and kill that fucking vampire guy that was chasing me around last night. And shit, I got robbed in the alley and I gotta track that thief. And then some customer starts bothering me for something and it takes me a second to refocus myself. You know? That's when you've got a good game. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're sitting there, you got the lights turned low and they're off. You got the headphones on and you're playing some creepy ass scary game and then you gotta get up. And you're just a little bit too creeped out.
That's stay in that chair for just a couple minutes.
Yeah, longer. Looking around, using the glow of the monitor, because, you know, the monsters obviously didn't notice you sitting there, because, you know, the glow of the monitor wasn't too much before you turn on that light. you better check around to make sure they're not going to notice that. Right. That's awesome shit right there. And hearing people's stories about those kind of games is just sweet. I would really like it. If you don't want to put one for every category, you know, like if you do have picks for every category, fantastic, put them in there. But if you don't want to write a little story, if you have nothing to say, fine, don't. You don't need a reason to say why it's the greatest. But, you know,
if you do have a story.
Do it, right? But I would really like to request on the Game of the Year pick that you do. Mm-hmm. Just for at least that one, just because. That's going to be the most fun to read what was the absolute best game, because you're going to have the best story for it. You know, and I love reading stuff like that. I love hearing. I love knowing that other people out there are living in a fantasy world of bullshit that never happened, just like I am all the time.
Well, depending on the influx of how many of these we get, your story might not get read.
Eh.
You sit there and do an 8-hour show?
There's no way it'll be that long. At most, we'd probably see 3 hours. Yeah. At most, we'll probably see 3 hours.
Okay.
And I doubt that. Last year's was 1.5 hours, and we covered everything.
Right.
And we did a lot of bullshit talking in between there. So I think this will go pretty good. Plus, we're going to be way hella more organized. However, one thing I don't know is about when the date of the show is going to be. Because, check your calendars, the 25th of December is a Sunday, which is the day that we always record, because the only day that we can both have off.
And would have been the week that we recorded this show.
Right, and that would, yeah, the Game of the Year show would be December 25th this year. And I don't think that Mrs. Barr and Mrs. Four and Mrs. Barr's family are going to appreciate us saying, yeah, to hell with you guys, we're recording today. Now, as fun as I think that would be, and that would be like
a Merry Christmas,
best Christmas ever. I seriously doubt that's gonna happen. But
yeah, damn family.
I know, that. I know. It should be about having good times with friends and family, right? So call the family and hang out with your friends. We sit in, we cook some food, we play some video games. We'd have four of us here. God, it would be a blast. But and some fucking dogs, yeah. You know?
They can be the food.
They can be the ferret kebabs. Those ferrets are going down before those dogs do. And anyway, yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be next week's show. I don't think I want to do it next week, though.
So we may have, it may be like
the first show of 2006. Mm-hmm. It may, because we're going to have to skip the Christmas one. We just simply won't be around.
Right.
That's not going to happen. Like a buddy of mine, hi, Mig, he does, on Valentine's Day. He's married. Okay. And his friends, some of his friends are married. And there's a group of them. And on Valentine's Day, I don't know how their wives let them get away with this, but this is the most uber thing I've ever heard in my life. This is control right here, okay? On Valentine's Day, they have like a couple of days where they all are off, right? And they have it's basically a LAN party, right? Mm-hmm. They get a bunch of people over at Mig's place, and they all bring over their boxes, and they like camp out in his basement for like 3 days or some shit. And they call it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And they just sit down there, and they play whatever the hell they feel like playing, and blowing the crap out of each other, and just having a great time. You know, these are a bunch of, like, 30-some-odd-year-old people that just love playing games and having a great time, and managed to somehow do this on Valentine's Day.
You may recall that, was it 2 years ago now? The first Valentine's Day that I recorded.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think I mentioned the Valentine's Day Massacre thing. I very well may have.
Yeah, I was in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, bet. I bet.
I was just like, see ya.
Goodbye,
like,
going to record.
And left.
Holy crap. Yeah, I don't know how they get away with a LAN party for a couple of days, but...
You and Wolf actually came to pick me up.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that now. Anyway.
Yeah, I remember it because I'm not allowed to forget it.
I forgot what I was talking about. I don't even know how we got on the whole LAN party group thing.
Oh, because we were talking about recording on Christmas.
Oh, right. So, next week might just be a regular show, but we had to do this show to get everybody geared up to start thinking about, you know, their stories and what happened this year and all that good stuff, to go to the forum, post it on there. You can also email the mm-hmm. submission, too. If you do not want yours to be public and have it be kind of a surprise to the people on the show, we're at like half and half right now. We've actually got quite a few submissions on the forum, and actually I think more in the email already, actually. But that's cool because it'll kind of keep people from not knowing ahead of time what won. you know, like overall as far as point totals and reading all the stories and whatnot. So you can go ahead and email us your pick. Picks.
Right.
And let us know. And or you can post on the forum, which you would require to register. So if it's easier for you to do one or the other, whatever, just go to the forum, copy and paste the whole list there, and just
please go and register.
Yeah.
To the forum.
It's not going to hurt you.
If you're not, go register and poke around. And
post some good stuff. You know, I wish I had more time so I could just post, you know, news stuff or whatever. A lot of stuff to talk about. I kind of try to let the place just grow on its own, but it doesn't. Mm. You know, very rarely does a whole lot of new stuff come up, and I guess I have to blame myself because I hoped it would just kind of take over itself, but it doesn't.
Well, a lot of forums do. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Man, I'm working on that one still. Still trying to figure out the magic potion for that one, but maybe some other time.
Now, our forums are a lot more busy than a lot of places you go to.
That's true. That's true. There are some that are absolutely, like, completely dead.
Compared to sites our size, we're not doing that bad.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. But I'd still like to see it bigger and get a whole bunch of gamers to meet other gamers that are interested in the same kind of games. You know, that's what I really envisioned. You know, people getting together that like, you know, say fighting games, meeting up on a place and shit, let's play some fighting games together. That to me is way cool, you know, and it's a lot of fun, and I think I don't know, maybe I need to refocus efforts or something on that.
Well,
but
you know, most forum goers don't actually post. I mean, like one out of every who knows how many.
Yeah, there's a lot of lurkers.
Post. Yeah. I'm one. I don't do a whole lot of posting anywhere. I don't even do a whole lot of posting on our forum.
I don't even think you're registered there anymore.
Yes, I am.
Sure you are. Now, there was actually two things that we did want to talk about this week that wasn't just pimping our own shit for the next week or the week after or whatever. Fantastic Four. Both of us saw that movie. It's out on DVD now.
Recently?
Yeah. This came out, like, what, last week or some shit like that?
It's even purchased in my house.
Oh, God.
No, my girlfriend has this weird addiction, like a serious addiction problem to DVDs.
She has like every movie ever. I swear to God, it's crazy.
It's disgusting.
So I rented it though, just because, I mean, the suspense was killing me. Is this another good superhero movie? Is this X-Men 2?
It's kind of the roll of the dice now. Because, I mean, it used to be, no, superhero movies.
Fucking sucked. They were, yeah.
You had Batman, which was okay. You had Superman, which was okay. And everything else was just...
Yeah, garbage. And now... We've got the X-Men's. We've got the Spider-Man's.
Yep.
We've got Batman Begins, which is just oh,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? That movie is just amazing, and it's good stuff, you know? And so now...
But then you also have the Hulk.
right. Now, hey, now Jennifer Connelly is in that, and she is like a 9.5 on my scale. So that movie's not all that bad because of her. I've actually never seen it all the way through. I can't sit through it. I've tried. I haven't. I cannot watch that movie. I've gotten about half an hour, 45 minutes into it, I think, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm
gonna come
back.
I never liked the Hulk all that much anyway.
Yeah.
As a comic book
superhero, yeah.
He's not even a hero. Yeah. He's like an anti-hero.
Well, he does do good things. He just loses his mind, and that's how he gets his powers. But Fantastic Four.
Right.
This movie. they, because we're running out of time here, and we got something else big to talk about. It's huge for me, but it's small because we can't talk about it. But, this is who? Jessica Alba's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? You gotta help me out here because I'm incredibly bad at this.
Oh.
That one kid who plays the Human Torch is fairly popular too. And then
yeah, I guess
the Commish
he's in a lot of,
is
he,
in it.
He's, what else is he in?
He's in like comedy movies. Like, Not Another Teen Movie, I think. I think he's mm-hmm. in, he's in some shit like that. Something like that, yeah. For whatever reason.
He was in that, The Shield, that
Oh, I've never watched that.
FX show?
Yeah, I've never actually seen
is that,
that, so.
That's him though, I think.
Okay. Maybe. Whatever. Anyway. So, yeah. It, Fantastic Four. It's basically these...
Everybody knows what the Fantastic Four is. You got Mr. Stretch Man.
Miss Invisible Girl.
Yeah.
Fire Guy. And the Ugly Dude. Right? Well, okay. But apparently not everybody does know, because that was the flaw that we both felt was with this movie. It's, what, like an hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours long?
It's
whatever
a normal movie length. Whatever.
Right.
And but it's like all about
95%
like
of it.
How they got their powers and setting up all the character interaction, and it's like they took the time that a book takes.
That's what I wrote down in my notes. Look.
Yeah,
fuck.
It's like they took the time that a book takes to make it character interaction and
exactly.
set up the story, and so like the whole movie is just that.
I felt exactly that when I, God damn it. I was
sorry.
Shit, I suck. That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. Was that like when you read a book, and they go through this whole long fucking thing,
and it works because it's only half the book.
Right. Right. And then, but now, and then, I felt like, okay, now you know when you read book number two in the series, okay, when you get on, when you finish that book, and you know when you get to book number two in that series, okay, mm-hmm. and they, you notice how they always recap book one. For like the first quarter of the fucking book, though, still?
No.
A lot of the fucking books. Almost every book I read, they recap the first fucking book.
That's kind of bad.
It's terrible. Like, I mean, it's not like they cover it, but, like, the story's progressing, but every time something happens, they explain why, because of way back in book one, this happened and when. You know what I'm saying? Most of the books I read, they all seem to do that, and it drives me insane. Like, I know what fucking happened, but not everybody does, is the problem. Not everybody knows how the Fantastic Four got their power. They're not gonna.
You're gonna have to show how they got their powers. You're gonna have to set up character.
You don't have to do it for 95% of the movie.
They took the time a book takes to do it. If you're reading some 400-page book, it's gonna take you 12 hours to read.
200 of those pages are setting up the characters.
Right.
Yeah. So that was kind of rough. I was pretty much bored.
Yeah.
You know, because going into the movie, I was way excited in the beginning. I was like, wow, I get to see 2006 graphical representation of a comic book from X amount of years ago that mm-hmm. was pretty cool. I can't wait. This is going to be dope. And instead, I watched that drag on and on and on.
It was drama.
Yeah.
It was like...
Yeah, and they had their internal struggle issues with each other and crap, and it was just like, oh, come on.
There was almost no superhero fighting. I mean, like,
right.
It was like... The whole thing with Doctor Doom is like 10 minutes throughout the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like total.
Yeah, exactly. The whole point of the Fantastic Four. 10 minutes.
And so, Fantastic Four 2 has potential.
Exactly. And that's what we're holding out high hopes for. I am anyway. Because, like, I like to point this to X-Men. The first X-Men movie was solid. I liked it more than I liked Fantastic Four 1, okay? Mm. X-Men movie was solid. But X-Men 2... Wait, hell, I get to use this again. Blew my nuts off, okay? Now, I love that. I've been using it all week. It's great. So, I'm hoping that the Fantastic Four at least made enough money so that what they say...
I think it did pretty good.
We're going to do a second one, and now we don't have to cover all this BS again because you're going to know. Or maybe we can roll it up into 15 minutes in the beginning about how they got their powers or whatever. You know, or something to where they can still explain who they are, but not take half the, you know, three quarters of the movie or more to do it, you know?
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man 2 came out, and everybody was like, and justifiably so, saying that it was so great because they like made the characters really human and they had like real world problems. And,
right.
And it's like the Stan Lee and all his people heard that and went, oh, okay, and that's like all they made Fantastic Four out of.
And I think they're misinterpreting the fact that, like, okay, that worked, but I know that in my brain when I think of, I want to see an action movie, I do not think of The Rock, I do not think of The Terminator, I don't think of, you know what I mean, I don't think of guns and grenades, and I don't think of, like, modern combat, and
explosions.
I don't think of that. I think of phaser guns, and I think of some
sword
dude
fighting.
Swinging from a web across the city and sword fighting. And I think of other action-y things, and I want that. A superhero movie should be a superhero action movie, not a superhero drama movie. You know, and when I think of drama, I'm thinking of completely different stuff. Real human actors and real-world problems, probably with their girlfriend. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's leave that to that.
Well, I think Superman 2 is a great movie.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I think Spider-Man 2 did a great job of combining it all together.
And I can't watch it.
Really?
I've tried multiple times now, and I keep falling asleep. Yeah. I have not seen that movie all the way through, and I've tried quite a few times. I can't do it. For some reason, I zonk out. I just can't do it. It's so boring to me for some reason. And it's not like I'm some action junkie or anything either. That's just not what I wanted in that movie, and it doesn't deliver. And I can't deal with that. And that's kind of how I feel about Fantastic Four. You know, I mean, they have potential to do some way awesome stuff because of their unique set of powers.
See, I don't really like it. whole Mr. Stretchy, that's just ridiculous to me.
They can do some cool stuff, though, you know? But, okay, look at the scene they had on the bridge in that movie. They all got to use their powers for different things, and it was way cool to see what they could do, you know,
right.
And how they used it. Why didn't they have a whole bunch of scenarios, not necessarily the same, you know, tragic happenings where they got to save people in the city, but, you know, have Dr. Doom do something fucked up and have them try to fix it and then go after Doom and blah, 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 and then he escapes and they got to go after him again and he does something else and they chase him down. That would have been a great movie. But that's not what happened. And I don't know, out of 875... I had to rethink my original rating on this because the more I thought about it, the more and more let down I was.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and give this 3, and that's only for potential.
That's a pretty solid bet. I ended up renting it. It cost me like $350 to rent, and I didn't feel ripped off. But it wasn't fantastic. It wasn't fantastic for $4. So I would say that $3 is about a fair price for this movie. It wasn't crap.
Yeah.
It wasn't crap.
And again, that's only for potential. I mean, if I knew...
I was entertained.
No, I wasn't.
I was entertained. I did like seeming like, well, it's not the stuff I wanted to see, but it was still a reasonable telling. But it wasn't at all what I wanted to see. This movie, which is a few scenes, could have been a 6.
Yeah.
Tack a half an hour of Dr. Doom on, this movie was probably a 6.
Cut out
a half an hour of BS, could have been a 6. If they did it really well, maybe a 7. It was, you know, I mean, this movie could have really shot up there hard, but it didn't. But it still did what it did rather well. It's not what I wanted, but what it did do, it did rather well.
Okay.
Maybe $350 is about fair. $350, $4 in that range. It's a good rental. It didn't piss me off. It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. It was not what I wanted, which is what messed me up originally, because I was dead set on a certain thing. And that ruins and skews, you know, my initial impression until
like
I sat down and thought about it.
I have absolutely no problem with the whole drama thing being in superhero movie. I really like Spider-Man 2, but that's like all there was.
Right, yeah, I know. Like, there was two scenes I can think of that were really cool in that. The end fight.
And the beginning when they first, like, realized what the hell's going on.
The head powers. So, man, I don't know. It's a damn shame.
And the rest of the time, they're just fighting to try to get rid of them.
Yeah, I know. What the hell? I think, like the Human Torch, that would be the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people love me. Watch this. I can fly.
Well, I wouldn't I'd be so all much about all about the popularity.
No, I wouldn't care either, but I'd be like, hey, this is cool.
I can fly. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So, Dungeons & Dragons Online, Stormreach, has reached beta. We talked about this last week, I believe. Well, we didn't talk about the game. We just mentioned that there was the stress test from last month or whatever. We mentioned the stress test was starting, and I did play it, and nothing about that beyond that, because we can't, because of the non-disclosure agreement. There's a stress test event, too.
They don't want to get kicked out.
Right. This comes up tomorrow, the 12th, which by the time you hear this, it'll be 2 days ago. So, too bad, so sad if you didn't get in on it.
Because they might have run out of keys by now. They said they had a pretty limited supply.
Did they really? I got mine instantly at like 1 o'clock Pacific time today, but they started giving them away at noon.
Right. 11:59.
So my dumbass signs up for my stress test event 2 key, all excited, right? I get the key, I go to check the email for the key, and I realize that 4 days ago I was accepted into the beta.
The closed beta,
right. So I was like, oh shit. So I guess I don't really need that stress test key. But unfortunately, we can't talk about this. I just want to let everybody know that, you know, hey, this game's coming along. They're working on it. Try to get in on the stress test. You really might like this game, particularly Dungeons & Dragons fans. I think people have been dying to play something like this for a long time.
I'm surprised it took this long.
I am, too. It's like the perfect thing for this, you know? I mean, before that, we had, what, Neverwinter was the closest thing to it, you know? And that was a long way from what most people wanted.
I'm really surprised that along the timeline of Age of Camelot, there wasn't a D&D version.
Yeah, because I remember saying, when are they going to make a D&D game? When are they make a D&D game? And it never happened. It's still not out yet. You know, I mean, this game's, I'm sure, a ways off. I don't know yet. But, yeah, the Stress Test Event 2, I guess, is this whole week from December 12th to December 17th. If you have a File Planet account, you can go ahead and try to sign up for the Stress Test keys. My little public service announcement. I wanted to make people aware that this game is coming along, and I really, really wish I could say something about
it.
You wanted
to brag a little bit.
So yeah, I did. I just kind of wanted to gloat and make Kobar feel kind of bad because I'm going to sit
I've
here.
I've never been in a closed beta.
I haven't either. This is the actual first closed beta I've been in. Never been in a closed beta before. I don't really try, though. The only other closed beta I remember trying,
yeah,
StarCraft.
I don't try a whole lot of them.
Yeah, I don't really ever try because usually...
I tried EQ2. I tried...
I didn't even try that, I don't think. I didn't try to sign up for that.
I tried a couple other things, but a handful, maybe five or six, but I've never gotten any of them.
Yeah, well... This should be interesting, though, to see how it goes, how nice and buggy this game is, or how nice and fantastic it is.
So far, it seems like
so
it's pretty
far,
slim.
It's it fucking, like it's the bee's knees. It's the cat's pajamas. So, yeah. Anyway, next week, we'll be recording as usual, but the week after that, I don't know.
Not.
Yeah, there's no way that we're going to be able to make it to record on Christmas Day.
Unless we can work around Saturday, but...
I'll be at work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. And that's going to suck. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. In any case...
But probably not.
Probably
don't
not,
don't count
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll try to bring a regular episode next week and see how it works from there. Okay? Peace out.
Later.